السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we continue with our tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Hud, chapter number 11 and verse number 102. To summarize yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us about Khatibul Anbiya, the orator of the messengers, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam. He warned his people, you continue doing your actions of kufr and shirk, blasphemy and polytheism. Inni amil. And I will continue with my deeds and my actions. And that is da'wat and tabligh, inviting humanity to the path of Almighty Allah. Sawfa ta'alamuna. Soon you will come to know. But this soon is not immediately, it is the distant future. مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخُزِيهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ. Upon whom will the punishment descend and come? And who is the liar? Everything will become manifest. They would tell Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, because they were a very affluent society. When people are very wealthy, affluent, they think they can just buy anybody off. نَفْعَلُ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نَشَاءُ. We will do whatever we want to with our wealth. How dare you tell us what to do? A proper capitalistic society like today. They even had the audacity to address Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam and told him, مَا نَفْقَهُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَقُولُ. Majority of the things that you utter and say, we don't even understand it. Nevertheless, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala told Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, be ready and take your people. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا. Hence, when our command and injunction came, we saved Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam and rescued him. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَأَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا. And those people who possess the true iman, through the mercy, our mercy enveloped them. O Muslim, O listener of CII, did you read the dua today? Surah 7, Surah A'raf, verse number 151. You need to bear heart and memorize this dua. We are approaching the honorable month of Ramadan rapidly, and we want the mercy, the special mercy of Almighty Allah to envelop us. When we go to Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, the splashes of water touch us, and we exhilarated and so elated. Imagine when Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala splashes His mercy on us. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O our beloved Allah, include us in thy mercy, in your special mercy. Surah 7, Surah A'raf, verse 151. وَأَنْتَ أَرَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you, Allah, are the most merciful one to show mercy, we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, unanimously believe, and there's no two opinions on this issue. There is consensus on it. A person enters Jannah and Paradise, it is rahmatam min Allah, the mercy of Allah. Allah forbid a person enters Jahannam and the hellfire, that is adlam min Allah, the justice system of Allah. وَأَخَذَتِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. So these people of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, the people of Madian, a big cry, a big noise overtook them. Remember today, when we hear about the thunder and the lightning, and then sometime it is accompanied by hail, how terrified we are. The animals are terrified. Imagine when Almighty Allah unleashes His punishment and chastisement. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. Because of that horrible, terrible sound, they just died. And they lie upside down, prostrating, meaning that their bodies are upside down. كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا, as though as they never resided there and stayed there. أَلَّا بُؤُدَ لِمَدْيَنَ. Let the people of Madian who rebelled and opposed Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam get out, go far, deprived of the mercy of Allah. Kama ba'idat Thamud. Wa ila Thamud akhahum saliha. Nabi Salih alayhi salam was sent to them, and they demanded the she-camel, and then they hamstrung it, inviting the wrath, anger, punishment of Allah. So how they were cursed. The Madain Asali, the remnants and the relics are all there for you to see. When you go towards Tabuk, when you go to a place called Ula, then you will see it. Almighty Allah sent Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, dark in complexion. His honorable name mentioned more than 130 times in the noble Quran, with clear signs and miracles, and a proper debate took place. And Musa alayhi salatu salam and Nabi Harun were victorious. The Pharaoh and his cronies were defeated, humiliated. What did the people do? People are afraid to speak the truth. They see the power, the army, the police, all were the Pharaoh, like how we have 10-pot dictators today. وَمَا أَمْرُ فِرْعَوْنَ بِرَشِيدٍ. And the command of the Pharaoh was not the right one. He's commanding his people to do the wrong things. يَقْدُمُ قَوْمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He will lead his people on the day of Qiyamah, the day of justice. فَأَوْرَدَهُمُ النَّارِ. Awrad, if you know the word, it means to take people to a place of comfort, a place of water, where they can quench their thirst. Lo and behold, he will lead them and take them straight to Jahannam. The fire awaits them. وَبِئِسَ الْوِرْدُ الْمَوْرُودُ. What a horrible, terrible place it took them. Instead of taking them to a place of comfort, he took them to a place of destruction and demolition, and everlasting destruction and failure. They were cursed in this worldly life, and now again they are cursed on the day of Qiyamah. Today the Ummah, we do certain actions, and we invite and we call for the curses of Allah. People indulging in riba and interest, people indulging in bribery and corruption. All these are authentic ahadith. In Sahih Muslim, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah curses akila riba wa mukilahu wa shahidahu wa katibahu. All parties who are involved in that transaction are cursed by Almighty Allah. لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الرَّاشِي وَالْمُرْتَشِي وَالْرَائِشِ. Allah curses the one who gives the bribery, the one who receives the bribery, and the third party who says, I have all the contacts. Don't worry, Allah says, رَخْ, I will sort it out. I am the main player. So the hadith is authentic in Bayhaqi. Allah curses all three parties. Look at how Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala punished the people of the towns and cities. Minha qa'imu wa hasid. Some of them are still standing there. Like the people of Qawm Lut. If you go to the occupied Palestine where the Dead Sea is, you look at the altitude, you see the water. All these are signs and symbols and remnants and relics. Wahasid and other places are mowed down. Almighty Allah does not do injustice to people. People do that themselves. They pin their hopes on their idols and deities, and then they cannot assist and help them in the least. وَمَا زَادُوهُمْ غَيْرَ تَتْبِيبٍ. And remember that this idol worship, pinning hopes on people in the graves, pinning hopes that that person there will give me health and wealth and children, it increases nothing for them but the ruin and destruction. Today's lesson, Surah Hud, Surah number 11, verse number 102. وَكَذَلِكَ. And similarly, أَخَذُ رَبِّكَ is the punishment of your sustainer, nourisher. إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَى, when he seizes the towns and the nation. You see how Almighty Allah sends the tsunami, how the earthquake takes place, how you find the hurricane and the winds gusting, and the people with the greatest technology do not know what to do. وَهِيَ ظَالِمَا, while the people in that town and cities are oppressors, are transgressors. The worst form of oppression and transgression is kufr and shirk. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Verily, those who commit shirk, ascribing somebody something to Allah, they are guilty of committing the worst form of oppression and transgression. Inna akhadahu alimun shadid. Verily, the punishment of Almighty Allah is very severe. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborating on this, the hadith in Tirmidhi. Inna Allah la yumli zalim. Allah give that zalim, oppressor, transgressor and suppressor. Allah give them muhula, give them respite, extension in time. And then when Almighty Allah seizes him, then istishhadan, further to reinforce the evidence. The Master alayhi salatu salam read this verse we did now. وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ. When Allah Ta'ala punishes the people, then it is because of their zulam. Zulam upon themselves, and they oppress themselves. Oppression on people, oppression against Almighty Allah and His deen, by ascribing somebody something, associating them with Almighty Allah. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِمَنْ خَوْفَ عَذَابَ الْآخِرَةِ. Indeed, these punishments, they are a symbol and a sign. But for who? لِمَنْ خَوْفَ عَذَابَ الْآخِرَةِ. For those people who fear the punishment of the year after. Did we beg Almighty Allah today? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me the goodness of this world, the health, the wealth, the honor, Iman, Islam, Ikhlas, everything good and permissible. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. And the goodness of the year after, we cross the Sirat and the bridge and enter into Jannat, directly Jannatul Firdaus. We see the countenance of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. We meet the Master Mustafa Habibullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So all that are the bounties of the year after, the everlasting pleasure of Almighty Allah. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And you save us, O Almighty Allah, from the punishment of the fire. ذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَجْمُوءٌ لَهُ. On that day, the day of Qiyamah, مَجْمُوءٌ لَهُ النَّاسِ, the people will all assemble, congregate, and gather together on that day. No one can escape. The person whose body was not retrieved in this world, he drowned in the ocean. The person who was cremated, every person will come, every creation will come, let alone human beings. It will be the day of jaza. Animals who oppress other animals, for them the animal with the horns oppress the animal without horns. Almighty Allah will let that animal who did not have horns in this world now have horns. Take the justice, and when true justice is applied, Almighty Allah then would address them and say, "Kunu turaba," now you are reduced to dust. Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah is the possessor, owner and master of the day of justice. Therefore our Deenul Islam is called Deen. It is based on absolute justice. So everyone, therefore, O Muslim, one Quranic verse, one hadith. The Quranic verse, وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. O beloved Allah, do not disgrace, humiliate us on that day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. One hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic. Almost every hadith kitab has mentioned this. Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, so many compilations. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. O Almighty Allah, make my hisab, make my accountability easy. When we land at the airport after an international trip, then we go through customs, red or green. We normally go green. So remember, on that day, if you go green, you just show your face, everything is fine. You go red, mannukisha uzziba. If interrogation takes place, then that person will be punished, destroyed. That is the meaning of hisabi yasira, as explained by Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَذَٰلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ. And that day of justice will be witnessed. Witnessed by human being, witnessed by animals, witnessed by the marine life, the fishes and everything else, witnessed by every creation of Almighty Allah. I gave you life, what did you do? I gave you a choice, what did you do? Did you follow the path of Rahman? Did you follow the path of Shaitan? The non-Muslim will say, وَاللَّهِ رَبِّنَا مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ. He will take the biggest type of oath and qasam. Wallahi, qasam Allah, Rabbina. Again another qasam, our sustainer, nourisher. Ma kunna mushrikeen. We did not commit any shirk, any polytheism, no blasphemy. Okay, let's see what the land and sand says. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. This land and sand will bear testimony against this human being. Let's put a seal on your mouth. Now let the lamb speak. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So the lambs will bear testimony and give evidence. The angels Kiram and Katimid will come. I just use the modern word so you can understand. What the computers, they don't need all this, but they will come with that evidence. What you say, he say, Allah guilty as charged. No mitigating circumstances. I confess and I admit I'm guilty. That's the time this person is dispatched to Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. O Almighty Allah, we beg you, protect and save us from the fire. When death comes, it comes on the appointed time. When Qiyamah comes, on the appointed time. When punishment comes, on the appointed time. وَمَا نُؤَخِّرُهُ. And we do not delay it, Qiyamah, death, punishment, إِلَّا لِأَجَلٍ مَعْدُودٍ, except for an appointed term. When the time comes, Allah alone knows. Do I know when I will die? I don't know. Do you know when you will die? We don't know. I can drop dead now. So we must remember that. We beg Almighty Allah to take us with Iman, the dua of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Tawaffani Musliman wa alhiqni bisalihin. O Allah, let me die a Muslim and unite me with the pious and devout servants. Now the day of Qiyamah is ushered in. Everybody nafsi, nafsi, worried about themselves. Yawma yaati, when that day comes, la takallamu nafsun, no human being will speak. Anbiya also will be terrified, none will speak. Illa bi'idhni, except when they are given permission. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Sahih Muslim, shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati, my intercession will be for those people of my ummah who committed major sins. Beg all mighty Allah, O Muslim. Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan nabiy al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O beloved Allah, grant us the intercession of Habib Allah, rahmatul alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now two groups. فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌ وَسَعِيدٌ. From them there will be the unfortunate one, شَقِي وَسَعِيدٌ, and the fortunate ones. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا. And for those people who are the unfortunate one, the kuffar, and those who committed polytheism, blasphemy, فَفِي النَّارِ, they will be in the furnace, in the fire, in Jahannam. لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ. For them in that fire will be Zafir and Shahiq. What is the meaning of Zafir and Shahiq? You know, when you are worried, then the way you breathe. So we will say Zafir, Ikhrajun Nafas, the exhaling. Wa Shahiq, Idkhalun Nafas, the inhaling. So the exhaling and inhaling with their sobbing, weeping, crying, begging. All this to no avail. They can cry tears, they can cry blood, they can cry anything. It will not help them, remember. They will remain in Jahannam. وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ. Never will they be given the escape route. كُلَّمَا رَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنَا مِنْ غَمٍ أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا. Whenever they want to escape, they flung and thrown back into that blazing fire. Allah mahfadna min. Khalidina fiya, they will dwell and stay there in the fire forever. Ma damati samawatu wal earth, as long as there is heavens and sky and earth. What does this mean? Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, to understand the profound meaning of the noble Quran, you need to read Ash'arul Jahiliya. You need to read the poetry of the pre-Islamic days. When you read the literature of those people, the pre-Islamic days, when they use this phrase, ma damati samawatu wal earth, that as long as the heavens and the earth are, it means abadul abad, forever and ever, perpetually. So they will stay there perpetually, always. Illa ma sha'a rabbuk, except what your Allah decrees and passes the judgment. What is the meaning of that? It means that those people who died with kufr and shirk, they will stay there forever. But some Muslims will also enter Jahannam, Allah forbid. So eventually one day, because of the barakah and the dua and the shafa'ah, intercession of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they'll be removed from Jahannam. So that is the meaning of illa ma sha'a rabbuk, except what your Allah has decreed. Now today you find the Qadianis and some moderners, they say Jahannam will perish and is not everlasting. We reject that totally and refute it. Remember, that is not the meaning. And anybody believes in that, you don't belong to the true Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We don't entertain opinions of Qadianis and moderners and people who don't understand deen. Inna rabbaka fa'alul lima yurid. Verily your sustainer, nourisher, he does absolutely as he pleases and whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants. He is Allah, the only Khalik, creator, Malik, owner. And none in the entire creation universe can ask him any questions. Wa amma alladhina su'idu fa fil jannati. As for those people who are the fortunate ones, for them the Jannah, khalidina fiha, they will dwell and they will stay there in Jannah, ma damatis samawatu wal ard, as I explained previously. Perpetually, for always they will stay, as long as the heavens and earth, meaning forever and ever. Illa ma sha'a rabbuk, except what Almighty Allah decrees. Meaning, Almighty Allah wants to give us. Now you are in this Jannah, go to Jannatul Firdaus, go to Jannatul Na'im. So Almighty Allah keeps on elevating our rank, our status. So that is the wisdom, that is the decree, the judgment of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. So today when we make dua for our beloved parents, for our siblings who have left this world, remember, then Allah announces, give them maghfirat, forgive them. Elevate their rank in Jannah, illa ma sha'a rabbuk. And for the people of Jannah, ata'an ghayra majduth, ata'an ghayra maqtu. For them the reward and the gift is forever. It will never diminish. It will never cut off. It will never be exhausted, never cease. It is continuous and permanent and eternal. Did we ask Allah today for Jannah? Hadith in Tirmidhi. Thrice a day you beg Almighty Allah for Jannah. Jannah will intercede on behalf of this person. Ya Allah, this Abdullah, this Amatullah, this male or female slave used to beg Allah, beg you. They want Jannah. Even I want Jannah. Innal Jannata tashtaqu ila Salman. Do you know who Salman Farsi? He left for 250 years. He's buried there in Iraq. And Jannat is desirous of Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu anhu arda. So Jannah intercedes for us. And the hadith continues in Tirmidhi. Thrice a day we beg Almighty Allah for protection from Jahannam. Then the fire also says, I don't want this person here. Whatever Almighty Allah taught us, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, فَلَا تَكُ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِمَّا يَعْبُدُهَا أُولَىٰ. Don't be in any doubt in what these people are worshipping. They worship their deities and idols. They worship their money and their position. مَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُهُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ. They are worshipping nothing except what their forefathers were worshipping before. Bab dada em karta huta, as the forefathers would do. Wa inna lamuwaffuhum nasibahum ghayra manqus. And we will reward them, the true believers. So the reward will be full. Nasibahum, for their share. Ghayra manqus, nothing would be diminished. Wa inna, second translation. Wa inna lamuwaffuhum, and we will punish them fully. Nasibahum, their portion and share. Everlasting Jahannam, ghayra manqus, and they will never be diminished. Open Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65. And Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَأَنَا الْكَافِرِينَ وَأَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. That Almighty Allah curses the non-Muslims. Any non-Muslim who is sane and mature and died, Allah has already prepared for them the furnace and the fire. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They dwell and they stay in the Jahannam forever and ever and ever. La yajiduna waliyan wala nasira. No helper, no protector for them. Surah Ahzab, Surah chapter 33, verses 64-65. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.